This is Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News. Today I have Joey Keyes from the Better Business Bureau here. How are you today, Joey?
I'm good, Ethan. How are you?
I'm excellent. Now, it's Christmas time. People are giving, and people are also looking to take advantage of people who are giving. And one such example is the Secret Sister Gift Exchange thing that's been going around on social media. Can you talk about that, Joey?
Yeah, I'm sure we've all seen it on social media. People are sharing it. People are talking about it. So how it works, it says you purchase one gift and send it to one person, then you'll receive up to 36 gifts from others. And if you do the math on that, it's pretty easy to see that it's not going to work out the way they're explaining it.
Are all these things necessarily bad-intentioned, or is it purposely a scam or not?
It can be hard to tell if it's bad-intentioned. I'm sure a lot of people sharing it probably do not think it's bad-intentioned. They think, oh, you know, it's just a great time to give in the holidays. But probably the person that's orchestrating it probably is thinking that it could be some sort of scam or a way for them to, you know, cash in on people's generosity around the holidays.
Now, not only could it, you know, end up with you getting burned, it could also affect your social media as well, because apparently it does violate Facebook's terms to participate in this gift scheme.
It does. It violates Facebook's terms, apparently, and it also, the U.S. Postal Inspection Service's gambling and pyramid scheme laws, because this is somewhat considered a pyramid scheme, you know, when you're making a purchase and expecting, you know, more in return.
Now, there's a cool thing that you guys have on your website called the Better Business Bureau Scam Tracker. And this is a way for folks to check on scams and report them. Can you talk about that a little bit, please?
Yeah, definitely. We have BBB Scam Tracker. And how that is, if you receive something in the mail, a phone call, see something on the internet, you can go and report it on our Scam Tracker. And from there, you can see if it's maybe an offer that you're interested in. You can kind of see if it's been showing up in your area and see what other consumers are saying, if they're reporting it as a scam. If you just want to warn your neighbors, if you know that for sure this is a scam, you can report it. Say your area of the country. That way, you know, others in your community can see what scams are happening daily.
And as with most things, if it's on the internet and it's too good to be true, it's probably not true.
That's exactly right.
Alrighty. And Joey, if people want more information about this type of thing, and not just this, but there's other holiday scams that go on as well, where can they go to find that information?
Yeah, we have all kinds of information on BBB.org.
Alright, Joey, thank you for your time. This has been Ethan Kruger for Effingham Radio News.